It's the start of the NBA season, so we've got some basketball cards in today's show. But football cards and baseball cards, they're going up as well. We'll tell you which ones are going up the most in today's Top 5 Cards. My name is Jeff Wilson. By day, I invest in tech companies. And at night, I invest in sports cards. Join me and my team as we help you profit from the hobby we all love. Hello, sports card investors, and welcome to another Top 5 Tuesday. We got a lot of great cards to tell you about today. And of course, this episode wouldn't be possible without our friends at eBay. eBay is here for the card collectors with a trick for every trade, like advanced tools for price checking with Price Guide Beta within the eBay app and up to 50% faster listing with Image Scan. Learn how collecting just got smarter at ebay.com/tradinghub. Ladies and gentlemen, look at what arrived at our sports card investor office yesterday. There it is, ladies and gentlemen, the YouTube play button plaque for 100,000 subscribers. This was amazing. When we got this, you can imagine our team celebrated this moment. And it is all due to each and every one of you. Thank you for letting us have the moments of celebration, for building something great. None of it's possible without you. It's really, really special for us to do that. And now we gotta get to a million. So if you haven't subscribed yet, we need you to hit that subscribe button and that little bell icon to help us with that mission. Might take a little while, but I think we'll get there at some point. But seriously, what an honor. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And while we're continuing to build this YouTube channel, we're also building another one. We're building a YouTube channel called Card Kids, which features my sons, and they're opening up boxes of sports cards and Pokemon and talking about the sports card hobby. So if you have any young people in your life who might want to check out that channel, please subscribe to it. The link to that channel is in the show notes and the comments of this video. We really appreciate your support. Check out Card Kids. But also, ladies and gentlemen, check out the top 5 cards today. It's time to get going with today's top 5 cards. With the baseball playoffs in full swing, it is fitting that we start today's top 5 list with Jose Altuve. Yes, Altuve of the Houston Astros, the great second baseman. They're in a battle right now with Boston to get to the World Series. Altuve's had a nice season. He's batted .278 this season, 31 home runs, adding a lot of power to that Astros lineup. He was pretty popular in the sports card hobby. Then he became quite unpopular through the Astros cheating scandal a couple of seasons ago. He also didn't play particularly well during 2020, but in 2021, he has bounced back and his cards are now bouncing back as well. And up on the screen here, I brought his flagship rookie card up. This is his 2011 Topps Update base card in PSA 10 condition. And you can see this card rising over the course of the last 30 days. This was a card that you could have bought for $84 30 days ago, and most recent sales of this card are in the neighborhood of about $125. That is a 47% increase over the last 30 days for Jose Altuve. In the number 4 spot, we're going to football, and we're going with a player whose team has been quite hot this year, Lamar Jackson. Yes, the exciting quarterback for the Baltimore Ravens, a fan favorite in the hobby a couple seasons ago when he won the MVP award in 2019 and his cards took off like crazy. But then they went down like crazy last season. Most people thought he had a disappointing 2020 year, even though statistically he was pretty good. But this year, the Ravens are off to another hot start again. They're 5-1. And Lamar recently set the record for the most wins by a quarterback under the age of 25 with 35 wins. Very, very impressive. This year, he's got almost 1,700 yards passing so far, 9 touchdowns, 5 interceptions. So, you know, not the best touchdown to interception ratio, but as always, he's very effective running the ball. He's rushed for almost 400 yards so far this season. and 2 touchdowns. So all of this is good news for Lamar Jackson card investors. And you can see evidence of that on these charts. I brought up a whole bunch of his cards here on these charts. His Donruss base card, his Optic base card. These are his 2018 rookie cards in PSA 10 condition. His Optic Holo rookie card, PSA 10. His Prism base rookie card, PSA 10. And even his Select Premier level rookie card, PSA 10. Gotta give Select a little bit of love. No matter which of these cards you own, they have all gone up over the past 2 weeks. And these are some pretty nice trend lines up and to the right. And in fact, look at that holo. That one's up 34%. It's actually his Optic base card that's up 68%. That one has moved the most in PSA 10 condition over the last couple of weeks. But pretty much no matter what Lamar Jackson card you own, it's been a good month for those investors. For the number three spot today, we're sticking with football and we're going with a talented rookie, Ja'Marr Chase. Yes, you guys know that Ja'Marr Chase is the great receiver right now for the Cincinnati Bengals. He has reunited with Joe Burrow. Chase went to LSU with Burrow, and Chase was there after Burrow left, but he was picked 5th overall by the Bengals in the draft earlier this year, and now they're reunited, and what a season they are having together. Chase so far has 27 catches and 5 touchdowns through his first 6 games. That is a red hot start for a rookie. 553 yards so far as well. Now there's not a whole lot of Ja'Marr Chase cards out on the market, and there certainly are very, very few graded cards of his out on the market at this point. So we have to look at his raw cards and we have to look at some of his off the beaten path cards to see trend lines. His cards are also very, very inexpensive in general, as many rookie wide receivers are. But you can see some real movement here. And what I brought up on the screen is his 2021 Prism draft picks. This is the purple wave version of this card. And that one is popular because it's color matched with his LSU jersey. This is his college card, his college jersey from Prism draft picks. And that purple wave is that color match. And look at this thing shoot up over the last 2 weeks. This is a very inexpensive card. You could have bought this card on eBay for as little as 99 cents. This card was selling, this was a dollar bin card. It was selling for 99 cents just a couple of weeks ago. And most recently, this card's been consistently selling for more than $10. So over the course of just a couple of weeks, you could have gone from dollar bin to a nice $10 plus cash out. Pretty good few weeks there if you happen to have a few Ja'Marr Chase cards in your collection. In the number two spot, let's go with basketball with the NBA season starting tonight. And let's go with Marvin Bagley III. Yes, Marvin Bagley III. You remember this guy. He was the 2nd overall draft pick in 2018. Which means that he was picked before Luka and Trey. Yeah, that Marvin Bagley III. He hasn't exactly lived up to those expectations. Of course, he's the forward for the Sacramento Kings, and he has been hit with the injury bug. He also has not been particularly happy in Sacramento. He's wanted out of Sacramento, but he appears that he's gonna be sticking there for now. But he's been kind of a popular buy low player in the hobby recently for a while now because his career really hasn't shaped up to much. So his cards had dipped tremendously from some of that hype right when he came out in the draft. So there are people now that are scooping up his cards and taking a chance on him for this upcoming NBA season, thinking he might finally be able to live up to that potential. Last season, he averaged 14 points per game on 50% shooting in just 43 games. We'll see what he can do this year, and we'll see if those basketball card investors are right. His cards are going up as we move into the season on the back of this speculation. You can see here on the screen his 2018 Prism base card in PSA 10 and his 2018 Prism silver card in PSA 10. We're looking at both of these over the last 2 weeks, and these have gone up nicely. That Prism base card is up 120%. It's hard to get a Prism base card to go up 120% these days, but his Prism base card is up 120% over the last 14 days. Now, of course, this is an inexpensive card to begin with, especially compared to a lot of the other players in his draft class. This was a card that was just $23 14 days ago and is now selling for over $50. His silver is up as well. His silver is up about 17 or 18% over the course of the last 14 days. We'll see what Bagley and Sacramento come out doing, and we'll see if this hype and this raise in prices can be sustained long-term, or if this is just a blip and it's gonna fall again when the season gets underway. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for the number one card of the week. But before I give it to you, let me remind you that all of the charts and graphs in today's episode are from Market Movers. And we're now offering 20% off your first payment of Market Movers, either your first month or your first year. If you sign up for annual, just use promo code WAX. Sign up through sportscardinvestor.com, click Market Movers in the main menu bar, and use promo code WAX to save 20%. Okay, guys, the time is here. It's time for the number one card. We're going back to baseball, and we're going with Gavin Lux of the LA Dodgers. Of course, the Dodgers are in this heated playoff battle right now with my Atlanta Braves, and pretty proud of how my Braves played the first two games of that series. But it's actually Gavin Lux's cards that are the ones that are going up. And this is because he's playing a key role for the Dodgers right now. He was recalled from AAA baseball in September and promoted so that he could be here with the Dodgers for their playoff run. You might remember Lux was the minor league baseball player of the year in 2019, but he struggled for a lot of this season and actually got demoted several times before getting recalled here for the playoffs again. Sports card investors, baseball card investors have been excited about this guy for a while. His cards have been relatively popular. We're seeing some of that excitement come back right now with the playoffs going on, and you can see that in his card prices. I brought up his Topps Chrome rookie card from 2020, his base rookie card in PSA 10 condition, and also his 2020 Topps Chrome refractor rookie card in PSA 10 condition on the screen. We're looking at both of these over the last 14 days. And you can see those are pretty strong trend lines going up and to the right. In fact, his refractor is up 43, almost 44% over the last 14 days, but it is his base Topps Chrome card in PSA 10 that is up 115% over the course of the last 14 days. That is an impressive rise for Gavin Lux. That was a card that was selling for as cheap as 11 or 12 bucks. Just a couple weeks ago, there have now been sales of that card as high as $35. So that thing has certainly taken off, as have the Dodgers through the postseason. But we'll see if the Braves can put them out of their misery. I personally kind of hope that they do. Thank you guys for watching the top five today. And if you happen to be in the Washington, D.C. area, I'll be at the Chantilly Card Show this Friday. Would love to say hi to you there. We, of course, will be vlogging that for this channel. Look for some great episodes this weekend with coverage of what should be a really, really good card show. And thanks again for this, everybody. Really, really appreciate each and every one of you. This is really special. It's special of me to be able to share this with you. Of course, if you haven't subscribed, hit that little subscribe button, hit that little bell icon, and help us get to a million. We really appreciate each and every one of you. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll see you in a couple of days with our next episode. Until then, enjoy basketball, enjoy baseball playoffs, and everything else going on in your world. Take care.